भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Canto 8, Chapter 12, Text 22, Mohini Murti bewilders Lord Shiva. Tam Viksya Deva Iti Kanduka Lilayeshad Vridasputa Smita Vishrishta Kataksha Mustaha Stri Prakshana Pratisamikshana Vivalatma Natmanam Antika Uman Swa Ganams Javeda Tam Viksya Deva Iti Kanduka Lilayeshad. See? Huh? Okay, thank you. Tam Viksya Deva Iti Kanduka Lilayeshad. Vridasputa smita vishishta katakshamustaha Sri prekshana pratisamikshana vivalatma Natmanam antika uman swagunams chaveda Tam Viksya Deva Iti Kanduka Lilayeshad. Vridasputa Smita Vishishta Kataksha Mustaha. Stri Prakshana Pratisamikshana Vivalatma. Natmana mantika uman swaganams chaveda. Tam viksya deva iti kanduka lilayeshad. Vridasputa smita vishishta kataksha musta. Stri Prakshana Pratisamikshana Vivalatma Natmanam Antika Uman Swaganams Chaveda Tam Viksya Deva Iti Kanduka Lilayeshad. Vridas Puja Kishtasishta Nakshamusta. Stri Prakshana Pratisamikshana Vivalatma. Natmanam antika uman swaganam chaveda. Tam viksya deva iti kanduka lilayesha. Vridas puta smita vishishta takshamusta. Sri Prakshana Pratisamikshana Vivalatma natmahanamantika umat swaganam chaveda. Tam bhikshu deva iti kanduka belisha. Vitas putas miti vritishtam. Shri Prakshana Pratisamikshana Vibalatma Natmana Mantir Yonuman Kunam Chaveda Tambish Deva Iti Kandu Kalila Esha Prakshana Pati Mista Nidhivalatma Hanumantika Uman Swaganam Saveda. Matajis? Tam Vishwadeva Itikandu Kalila Esha. Tam Vishwadeva iti kandu kalila yesha. Tam, her, Viksya, after observing, Deva, Lord Shambhu, iti, in this way, Kandu Kalilaya, by playing with the ball, Isat, slight, Vrida, by bashfulness, Asputa, not very distinct. Smita, with smiling. Vrishishta, sent. Kataksha-musta, defeated by the glances. Stri-prekshana, by glancing at that beautiful woman. Pratisamikshana, and by constantly being watched by her. Vivala Atma, whose mind was agitated. Na, not. Atmanam, himself. Antike, situated nearby. Umam, his wife, Mother Uma. Swaganancha, and his associates. Veda, Lord Shiva could understand. Translation. While Lord Shiva observed the beautiful woman playing with the ball, she sometimes glanced at him and slightly smiled in bashfulness. As he looked at the beautiful woman and she watched him, he forgot both himself and Uma, his most beautiful wife, as well as his associates nearby. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The material bondage of this world is that a beautiful woman can captivate a handsome man, and that a handsome man can captivate a beautiful woman. Such are the affairs that began when Lord Shiva observed the beautiful girl playing with the ball. In such activities, the influence of Cupid is very prominent. As both parties move their eyebrows and glance at one another, their lusty desires increase more and more. Such reciprocations of lusty desires took place between Lord Shiva and the beautiful woman, even though Uma and Lord Shiva's associates were by Lord Shiva's side. Such is the attraction between man and woman in the material world. Lord Shiva was supposed to be above all this attraction, but he was victimized by the captivating power of Lord Vishnu. Rishabhdev thus explains the nature of lusty attraction. Pum sam striya mituni bhavametam tayor mito ridya grantam aho ato griha kshetra sitapti vitayar janasya mohoyam aham mameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. Srimad Bhagavatam 558. When a man and woman exchange feelings of lust, both of them are victimized, and thus they are bound to this material world in various ways. Tam viksya deva iti kanduka lila yeshad vridasputa smita vrishishta kataksham musta striprekshana pratisamikshana vivalatma natmanam antika uman swaganam shaveda. While Lord Shiva observed the beautiful woman playing with the ball, she sometimes glanced at him and slightly smiled in bashfulness. As he looked at the beautiful woman and she watched him, he forgot both himself and Uma, his most beautiful wife, as well as his associates nearby. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Mohini Murti is playing with the ball, bouncing the ball, and giving glances to Lord Shiva and other associates. And Lord Shiva is so captivated that even in front of his own wife, his beautiful wife, Uma, and all of his disciples, he's losing control. Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. He's the greatest of all Vaishnavs, but this principle of Pumsam Striyam Mituni Bhava Metam, of course, Mohini Murti is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is a pastime of Lord Krishna. But the idea is, as Prabhupada points out in the purport, Pum Sam Striya Mituni Bhava Metam Tayor Mito Hridaya Grantim Aho. This attraction between male and female, female and male, nowadays, between male and male, and female, and whatever, ties the heart, hridaya grantim, puts the heart in a knot. Ato griha kshetra sitapti vitayar janasya mohoyam amameti. One becomes attracted to his spouse, her spouse, the home, the children, ato griha kshetra sitapta vitayar, wealth, Janasya mohoyam aham ameti, and thinks in terms of I, me, and mine. This is mine. It is all me. I am my body. Just the opposite. We were hearing in the lecture on Sunday by Srila Prabhupada. He quoted this verse maybe 5 times. Pum sam striya mituni bhava medam. That ideal, Srila Prabhupada said in that lecture on Sunday, don't get entangled in this material world. Ideal, remain brahmachari. Of course, there is no such thing for the materialists in this material world. There's no training from a very young age. Boys and girls are making sidelong glances and moving their eyebrows in bashfulness. I know for myself, I must have been 5 years old. I was in love with my kindergarten teacher, Ms. Bell. I would do anything. Of course, that didn't last very long, but she was always smiling and looking at me because I was very small and had curly hair and for some strange reason talked with very hoarse voice. So she would laugh whenever I would talk and I would be attracted to knowing that I could make her laugh. This is the beginning of ahamameti. I am my body. The attraction. Even at 5 years old, there's no sexual attraction, but one is thinking, I'm very cute, or I'm very adorable, or people really like me. They just had the birthday party 2 years for Jackson Shama, my grandson, out in Moreno Valley. And he was a little bewildered as they all sang happy birthday because he didn't even understand what the day was. I think he was just thinking it was some kind of day where they set up balloons and bouncing things outside and cakes and ice creams. And they all sang happy birthday. And he looked around at first. He was very bewildered. And then he was accepting the devotion. I watched him very carefully to see what's his mood. And he was like, yes, I'm the center of attraction because I have the curliest hair that goes straight up. And everyone loves me and thinks I'm adorable. Therefore, sing more for me. Sing to me. This is illusion. And it starts from the very beginning. 2-year-old is an illusion. I was 5 years old. I must have been less than 5. I was in total illusion. My daughter told me she takes this kid to mommy and me gymnastics. And any of the boys come near him or take his ball or interfere with, he punches them and headbutts them. But if the girls come, 2 years old, barely, he puts his arm around them, welcomes them. And one girl in the class, she had blonde pigtails and blue eyes. Very adorable, 2 years old. He walked up to her while the father was sitting there and Jackson's mother was sitting there and kissed her on the lips and hugged her. Where do you learn such a thing? He's 2 years old. The parents were laughing. Myself, I would be appalled. We got to work with this? At 2, he's already beating up the boys and running after the blondes with pigtails and blue eyes? This is Pumsam Striya Mituni Bhava Metam. It starts right away. It starts just after being born. We're brought into this world, and everyone makes such a big deal, pinching the cheeks. Oh, you're so cute. You're so, maybe the ugliest baby on earth. Big fat baby. But everyone, oh, so adorable. And you're the center of attraction. And one becomes illusion. Yes, I am my chubby cheeks. I am my body. I am my curly hair or whatever, blonde hair. And this is my life. From such a young age. So that Hridaya Granthi, the hard knot, as one gets older and older, and one actually gets attracted to the opposite sex because of hormones in the body and mental states of consciousness, then one becomes completely confused. What is the purpose of life? Who am I? Why am I here? Why is there suffering? How to get out of the suffering? So the Bhagavatam says, even the Mayavadis, Shankaracharya, one of the heads of the Mayavadis, he had taken his disciples out for some walk, and they came across a grammarian, a master of grammar, who is extolling the glories of Sanskrit grammar. And Shankaracharya told his students, don't listen to this grammarian. The Sanskrit grammar is secondary. He told them, even Mayavadi, Shankaracharya, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam Mudamate. You fools and rascals, just worship Govinda. Worship Govinda, worship Govinda. He said, Satsangatve Nisangatvam, Nisangatve Nirmohatvam, Nirmohatve Nischalatatvam, Nischalatatvam Jivanmukta. That by Satsangasya, by devotee association, by associating with saintly people, by Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnu, hearing, chanting, remembering about Krishna, one gives up bad association. Nisangatva. When one gives up bad association, then one is on the path of spirituality. When one is on the path of spirituality, one gradually makes advancement in devotional life. And as one makes advancement in devotional life, ultimately, one can become an actual liberated soul. Even the impersonalists extol the glories of Lord Govinda and associating with devotees of Govinda. What to speak of the Vaishnavas who know Anakuyena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Uttama, that the only way to get out of this entanglement is by Uttama Bhakti, by devotional service. And this bhakti isn't the bhakti that we hear about in popular circles. Get into the bhava, feel the bhava of some nonsense pseudo-spiritual activity. This bhakti is serving Krishna favorably, anukuyena Krishnanusilanam, serving Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. In other words, bhakti doesn't mean I do any damn thing that I please and call it bhakti. Or even as devotees, I'll do a particular type of service, whatever I like, whatever comes to my mind, and we'll call that bhakti. According to the Shastras, bhakti means anukuyena krishnanusilanam, according to what Krishna desires. How do we know what Krishna desires? I may have said this before. I was at a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, I think it was in Chicago in the mid-70s, and somebody raised their hand and asked the question they always asked Prabhupada. How do we know if you're pleased, Srila Prabhupada? And many times Prabhupada answered, if you distribute my books, then I'm pleased. If you preach Krishna consciousness, then I'm pleased. But this one particular time, Prabhupada said something that bewildered us and haunted me for the rest of my life. Srila Prabhupada says, how can we please you? How do we know if you're pleased, Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada looked at the devotees and said, if the GBC and temple president are pleased, then I'm pleased. And we were like, oh no. You gotta be kidding. Sukadev was my president in Seattle. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And the GBC was this guy in L.A. I forget his, Jayatirtha. I was like, are you serious? It was more than surrender. Of course, Sukadev is a nice devotee. And then he was serving Prabhupada very seriously as president of Seattle. But Prabhupada didn't say by preaching, Prabhupada didn't say. Prabhupada said, anukuyena krishnanusilana means the governing body commission and the president acting under their auspices give you a seva. You may not like that service. One devotee was sent to China. He said to Prabhupada, maybe I should go to the moon. I've caused trouble. He said, maybe I should go to China. And he said, I said it like I meant maybe I should go to the moon. Prabhupada said, Krishna has spoken through you. You will go to China. And he did. One devotee was sent to Africa, Brahmananda Prabhu. He didn't want to go. It was very austere and very difficult to preach in, I think it was West Africa, Nigeria and all these places. Very tough atmosphere. But he went because Srila Prabhupada ordered him. Somebody was sent to open a temple. I know myself, I was a Sankirtan devotee. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was our GBC leader of Radha Damodar. And he was always trying to make the older book distributors managers. And we didn't want to be managers. We were fighting. We just wanted to be book distributors. So one time he sent me to Louisville to be president of the Louisville, Kentucky Mandir. I think that this one devotee was also with me. We had about four people. It was a big temple. And because the temple president, GBC, ordered, we went to Louisville. We also distributed books in Louisville. And we managed the Louisville Mandir. So devotional service means the temple president orders you, you work in the kitchen, You're on the altar because he's seeing the big picture, how to serve Krishna. And therefore, the assignments are made. You go and work in Long Beach with, what's his name? The Tukaram. At the new restaurant. You work at our restaurant. You go on Sankirtan. You go on Sankirtan. You go on Sankirtan. This is bhakti. Bhakti means we don't have to think, what do I feel like doing today? Should I go surf? Should I sit in the sun? Should I make up some music and some poems? One doesn't have to speculate. One doesn't have to think. No. Authorities have told me today I have to make 125 samosas. So you get the peas, you get the potatoes, cook them up. I'm not sure how you do it. I never really made one. But put it in the I think I did this thing with the foaming and everything. They turned out a little crooked, but I tried. And you fold 120. This is your seva, and it's blissful. This is called bhakti. And only by this bhakti can we get rid of the attraction to this material world. The attraction to this material world is so overwhelming that Lord Shiva forgot everything. He's the greatest. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. But this pumsam striya mituni bhavam, of course it was pastime, but he was attracted to the bouncing of the ball with the Mohini Murti, and we'll see. He ran after her. He lost it completely. And he's Lord Shiva. So what is the hope for us? Therefore, the spiritual master, through the agency of the temple authority, temple president, GBC, gives us service. And by that service, we don't have to speculate. We don't have to think. We may have been knuckleheads in this material world. Some of us, we're not very successful in this material world. More or less, knuckleheads. I know we picked up one devotee on Radha Damodar in Berkeley. He was going through the garbage to pick out remnants of food that people had thrown out. So Tamal Krishnamurti called him on the bus and preached to this young guy, Steve Estes. He had a beard and long hair. He was dastardly. And everybody looked and thought, what are they doing with this bum? He's not only a knucklehead, he's a bum. A Berkeley bum. They cleaned him up, they shaved him up, they got him reading the Bhagavatam, and he turned into Dhruva Maharaj Das. He was the biggest, we had the biggest distributors on Radha Damodar. Pragosh, myself, Vaishasika, Naikatma. And this guy came, the Berkeley bomb, and beat us all. I prayed one time that, please Krishna, somehow or other, let me beat this new guy. This is embarrassing. It was actually a bad prayer because he got hepatitis and couldn't go on Sankirtan, so I beat him. And I was like, well, I didn't really mean that, Krishna. I meant, you know, let's compete, but I didn't really want him to get sick. So in this material world, we may have been knuckleheads and bums. That's okay. Because the material world is filled with mostly knuckleheads and bums, isn't it? Mataji's know better than anyone. Most people in this world are knuckleheads and bums. But when we take to Krishna consciousness, one is transformed into Vaikuntha man. And one becomes a transcendental person. Therefore, one has to utilize everything that Krishna has given us, has given him or her. That when you become devotee, you use your intelligence now. Intelligence was a waste of time. Shrama evahi kevalam in the material world. But in the spiritual world, we use our intelligence. Temple president says, go in the kitchen, make samosas. And we use our intelligence to make very beautiful samosas. We're ordered to go on Sankirtan, preach Krishna consciousness, go on Harinam. We do it as intelligently and as thoughtfully for Krishna as we possibly can. We're no longer the knuckleheads that we were in the material world. That was a thing of the past. Now you're a Vaikuntha man. It's a whole transformation. And you can feel the transformation. Because by engaging in devotional service, we're no longer attracted to the mundane things. Ato griha chaitra sitapta vitire janasya mohoyam ahamameti. We know we're no longer our body. We're not our body. We're not our mind. Therefore, one doesn't remain in a pitiful condition. But one rises due to serving Krishna. Krishna blesses, the soul becomes open like a flower, and the soul blossoms to serve Krishna. So this is our science, and we'll hear as the pages go on that by taking to this science, anukuyena Krishna anusilanam, of real devotion, real bhakti, not some namesake or some popular thing of the day. Oh, this is very popular to be in bhava. Bhava is a very serious stage of devotional life. Or to be in a bhakti. Bhakti is very serious. Anukuyena, Krishna anusilanam. You want bhakti? Come to the Hare Krishna temple. Surrender to the authorities. Then you begin your bhakti. Otherwise, you don't have bhakti. You have mishmash. You're still a knucklehead. So, let us get out of the mentality of the knuckleheads and engage in first-class devotional service. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. No questions. No, it wasn't. What's the question?